It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. Again, another wine review podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website, which is what we do. And today we have a wine that's good to dogs. It's called the Bar Dog Cabernet Sauvignon 2020. It's sourced from California, which doesn't really tell you that much. But they do donate some of the profits to animal shelters to help find permanent homes for shelter dogs. And that's pretty cool. And there's also on their website, I'm a little late with this one, but last month you could send a picture in your dog and 10 dogs got picked. And you can vote for the next dog, the next pup that makes it onto the label. Right now it's the dog as a cartoon dog, which, no, it's not a cartoon dog. It just has a eye patch or a monocle, I guess. So the Bar Dog Cabernet Sauvignon 2020 is one of the wines from Vintage Wine Estates. They have a family of wine brands, and actually I was pretty impressed. They have really high-end wines. They have one of the best wineries in Washington, best Sonoma Coast, and then they have value-priced wines and specialty wines, and that was a pretty good sign if you ask me. I always like to see who makes it, and that portfolio means a lot. And what else is there? Oh, this is Cabernet Sauvignon, but it's 95% Cabernet Sauvignon. And then they add 2% of Petit Verdot, 2% of Petit Syrah, and 1% of Merlot. And I always, that's another thing I like to see. When they do 2% of this and 1% of that, I mean, it's like, how much can that make a difference? Well, it does make a difference. And the winemaker actually went through the trouble of adding 2% and 1%. I mean, he was going for something, or I don't know if it's a he or she, were going for something that very particular. And I kind of like that. I mean, that somebody put in the time to make something exactly the way they wanted it, which is a nice thing. I mean, this isn't a wine that gets technical notes. So the most things they said that they used, new French oak in the aging, but how they use the new French oak, I don't know. I mean, it's not a heavily oaked wine at all. It's a medium-bodied Cabernet Sauvignon. We're going to take another sip. We'll talk about it. It tastes good. But it's a medium wine. I mean, if you like your cabs big and bold, this may not be your thing. It's got tannins, some little chewy tannins in the mid-palate. They don't get in the way, but a good Cabernet Sauvignon should have tannins. And it's kind of funny, for a long time, tannins went away. Tannins are a chemical that are in the skins of the grapes, and certain wines need them. I mean, they should be there. And this is a wine I found for $11. I saw it online anywhere from that to $13 or $14, so it's a reasonably priced Cabernet Sauvignon. But for a long time, tannins were gone. You rarely got tannins, and now you're starting to get them, and you're trying to get them in a nicely balanced, flavorful way. And my first thought when I tasted this, if you're if you would prefer something closer to a Napa cab or something from Sonoma, this might not exactly be your style. But this is more of a back porch sipper. If you're with mixed company, which means some people like their wines a little softer, maybe there's some white wine drinkers, and you know, and there's some Napa guys too, and this is will kind of split the difference with a lot of people. I mean, this is an outdoor wine you can share with this one. It's got enough flavor. I mean, it's medium body. I'm not saying it's lightweight or there's some kind of lacking as a cab. It just isn't that the big and bold style, which is fine. They weren't trying for that. Took another sip, which tells you something. You know, but it is a back porch drinker, sipper. It's a Sunday on the balcony. It's Tuesday night watching something on TV wine. You know, I mean, you could pair it with stuff, you know, burgers and pizza and stuff, and it'd be just fine, but this is a sipping wine. And it tastes fine. It would appeal to a large crowd. You know, like I said, it does what it's supposed to do, which you really can't complain about a wine that does what it's supposed to do. So there you go. It's the Bar Dog Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Why would I complain about a wine that tastes good anyway? And just, so there you go. This is a wine that's very summer-oriented. And if you like puppies too, it'll buying this wine will help you find a couple of pups find their home. So that's it for me, Domain. Dave, it's a summer sipper wine. that'll appeal to a lot of people. That's a good thing. So that's it for me. I think I've got a Oregon Pinot Noir. I kept on talking about doing summer bubblies and rosés, and I will get to that, but in a minute. So until the next time, stay cool, stay safe, and keep it cheap. Adios. Bye-bye.